My name is Kevin Verbal, and I live in Deerfield, New Hampshire. And while this proposed line doesn't directly affect me and my family, it gives us grave concern. I don't have written comments, but we certainly have some concerns. And one of the greatest is the use of eminent domain to take people's private property for a private corporation's project. In New Hampshire, we stand strongly against that. Okay? Private property is what this country was founded on, and stealing it for a private venture, because that's what eminent domain for these people is going to be, stealing their property for a private venture is not the New Hampshire tradition. Then we have to think about where the energy is coming from. It's coming from Canada, and I don't care who you voted for, who your president is, or who you want him to be. One of the policies that we all agree on is that the United States needs to become energy independent. And importing electricity from a foreign country, although a good and peaceful neighbor that we have good relations with, does not move us towards energy independence. I would ask what the economic impact to the small towns is. I live in a small town. I moved there for its rural nature. And we want to know what's the economic impact to us. It's reduced property values, it's going to be reduced home sales, it's going to be a lack of desirability for our community to grow. We don't have business. Our primary businesses are home businesses. We don't have a business tax base to fall on when our property values decline. So that's very, very important to us. The other thing I would like to say is that the maps, I've only seen a few maps. Society Protection of New Hampshire Forest was nice enough to give me this map in the mail. And you'll note that in Canada, it runs through an entirely existing line, of which goes through Vermont and down slightly west of their proposed line in New Hampshire. Why aren't we following that path or the one that exists in Vermont? Why are we adding into this new path? It doesn't make sense to me that we're not using what's already there. I would really ask you to look very, very careful at the impact that this is going to have on small towns. I am a member of the Deerfield Open Space Committee, and we work very, very hard to guarantee open space in the town of Deerfield, and we want to maintain that. I would ask that you get in contact with the New Hampshire Department of Resources and Economic Development, as well as Fish and Game, to look at wildlife corridors that are existing and what impact cutting this type of swath through my town and all these other towns is going to have. Thank you.
Next speaker, Joe Maslin.